91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program here on April the 12th, 2023. We pray that you are having a great day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we would be most honored if you would care to join us for Bible study tonight. We are going to be continuing in our making disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples. And we call it our Fire Bible Discipleship Group that meets tonight at 7 p.m. And we would love to have you come and join us and be a part of that. Wednesday nights, we have a rotating team of teachers. We have some that can teach once every 6 weeks. We have some that teach periodically. You come and I'm not teaching, don't be surprised. Our goal is to raise up an entire church that would be able to lead their family members, their neighbors, their coworkers in study of God's word so that all of them could walk in the maturity and the understanding of God's word that will cause us to impact the world. So that's tonight at 7. We also have youth at 7. We invite you to come and be a part of that. We also want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. And if you've ever seen anybody that's really good at their job, you know that there is a big difference between how they do it and how people who really don't know what they're doing are able to accomplish. So I've seen this statement made about golfers, and that is the difference between an amateur and a professional is an amateur does it until they get it right. A professional does it until they cannot get it wrong. And that's kind of what you will come to find with Jits Concrete is they have been handling concrete for so long that they just get it right all of the time. And so if you could avail yourself of a company that's got decades of experience, has tremendous levels of expertise, and a fantastic work ethic, then you need to call Jits Concrete for any of your concrete needs, be it sidewalks, patios, foundations for homes, any of that sort of stuff. They've got they've got the skill set and the experience that will cause your job to come out successful. Give them a call and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. That's 321-536-5804. So we are returning today to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16. We're looking at what is the life of a devoted believer looks like. And you're getting ready to see something today that maybe you didn't consider about how a devoted person's life should impact us. And so let's go back to verse number 15. It says, I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That's where we concluded on yesterday's program. That you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge such men. So we talked on yesterday's program that they had devoted themselves, committed themselves to the ministry of the saints. There are ministries, there are things of service, acts of service, that are not just meant to be done by anybody. They are meant to be done by the saints under the direction of the Holy Spirit, and the result is meant to be to the glory of God. And so that was the type of devotion that Stephanus and his entire household had. So verse number 16, Paul goes back to his original statement in verse number 15, where it said, "I urge you, brethren," and now we see the completion of that thought, "that you submit to such." Okay? "I urge you, brethren, that you submit to such." Well, who are the such? The such are people who are like the household of Stephanus, that have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Have you ever asked yourself to scrutinize what type of leadership you are under? When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, the statements that had been made to us when we were in Bible school and things of that nature were that whenever you go to a new place of ministry, that it is going to take some time before people get to know you. It could be months, it could be years, depending upon what type of system they had come out of, what type of experience they had come out of, that there would be this process, and it wasn't necessarily a sinful process. It was just going to take time for people to know you, to know your heart, and to evaluate whether or not they were going to be able to serve under that type of authority. So a friend of mine went to be with the Lord this year, and he had a position at one point in time. He and I had this discussion, and he found himself in a place where he could not submit to the direction that the leadership was taking his position. And so he said, I need to resign. Not because I it wasn't because he didn't love the person or anything like that. He just found himself in a position where he could not put himself under that sort of direction and that sort of leadership. And so he said, I'm not here to cause any problems. I just need to step out of the way so someone else can step in and be in that place. So life is filled with transitions. But when it comes to the church, I will tell you that there is no substitute for faithfulness, no substitute for devotion. If you look in the sports world, you will see many times that there are players who are so gifted that they operate by a different set of rules than what the rest of the team operates by. That's not the way it is in the kingdom of God. All of us operate under the same guidance, the same mandates, and the same expectations, that whatever we do it to the glory of God. And we should be devoted to it, committed to it. And when you find someone that is not a hireling, that is a shepherd, that is committed to you, devoted to you, your best interest, and helping you to become the best you that you can be, Paul says, when you have found that type of devoted faithfulness in ministry, that's the place that you want to submit yourself to. submit to those who are fully devoted to the ministry of the saints. Okay? And, you know, there are good examples and there are bad examples. There are some people that they're just looking for a stepping stone. And I can tell you that if that's the case, I knew one pastor, and I may get these numbers inverted. They're the right numbers. I just don't remember which sequence, that he had pastored either 7 churches in 11 years or he had pastored 11 churches in 7 years. And so if it was 7 in 11, that basically meant that on average, he was pastoring a church for about not quite even a year and a half. If it was 11 in 7 years, he was just barely getting the U-Haul unpacked when he was starting to load it again. And I will tell you that if that's the type of devotion that people in the church see, it makes it very difficult for them whenever they encounter somebody after that person, because they already expect that that person is leaving in a short period of time. We saw that at Merit Assembly of God. We had a season where there were a lot of people moving out of the area. And when I was dealing with our youth at that time, we had a young man that was doing a really, really good job. And he left. And so I went to the youth and I said, you know, I hate to be the one that tells you this, but the youth pastor has resigned. And they basically shrugged their shoulders and said, yeah, everybody else has left. We figured he would leave too. And so they were not fully devoted to him as the youth leader because of what they had seen with the other youth pastors. And when I heard that statement, I said, I'm not bringing anybody else in that has this mindset. I'm looking for someone who is going to be devoted. And so I ended up being the youth pastor. So we rearranged our service schedule and all of that. And I took on more responsibility because I said, I'm not going to hurt these young people. And that lasted until I realized that they needed somebody who could help them more than I could. And then that's when we brought somebody else in. And so make sure that the people that you are under their authority, that they're devoted. And so if they're not, you might want to look at that situation and say, I'm going to be more devoted than they are then. Because what you can find sometimes is that when a person moves on, that the best person for that job is not somebody from the outside being brought in, but somebody from the inside being raised up. That you also submit to such, and to everyone who works and labors with us. Everyone who works and labors with us. Now, there are a couple of different words that are used there. So he says, you want to place yourself under the mission or under the orders of people who are devoted, and to everyone who works. That word there is the word synergy. You don't get synergy just by working. You get synergy by working together. In the kingdom of God, it is really an incredible thing what happens when people work together and nobody is really concerned about who gets the credit. So here a few weeks ago, we had a Be a Blessing yard sale event. It was free. Everything there was free. It was basically designed as a way of connecting people with things that they might need, that we, you know, some of that stuff just been sitting around and not doing us any good, just getting in our way. And so we wanted to bless people with it. And we weren't necessarily looking for financial gain. We were just looking to connect things with people who might need those things. And what we found is that when the church came together, my wife took some time off work and put together a crew that came together, and there were some of us that were moving some things, and there were people that were organizing things. Well, I had some minor surgery the day before that organization took place. And so I was limited with only being able to use one half of my body. And we were still able to get everything moved because there were people who were willing to work together to accomplish a goal. The days of churches being little fiefdoms unto themselves, those days are gone. They should have never existed in the first place. The church universal is meant to be a bunch of different congregations working together for the glory of the Savior who gave his blood for each of us to be redeemed. And every congregation has different strengths, and it's got different weaknesses. But if we work together, we can change this community for the glory of God. And so Paul writes to the church in Corinth, and he says, put yourself in a position where you function under the authority and the orders of people who are devoted to ministry, and to everyone who works together and labors with us. And so there was this symmetry, this synergy that was going on, where not only was Stephanas working with the other believers in Corinth, but he was also working with the apostolic leadership. He was working with Paul, and there was a regional effort that was going on. Well, where the word works is, which talks about synergy, working together to accomplish a united goal, the word that is translated labors means toil to the point of weariness, work hard. Work hard. The role of the pastor, the apostle, the teacher, the prophet, the evangelist, and every other ministry gift is designed to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And there are a lot of people who look at ministry and they see the glory side. They don't necessarily see the hard work side. So if you and I were to travel around our church facility, I could tell you stories of elderly retired people from years gone by who have now been promoted into the presence of Jesus, working hard. One thing that I've heard through the years is that after people retired, they said, Pastor, I'm so busy, I don't know how I ever had time to work. And many of those things were efforts, hurricanes coming up, going around and helping widows put hurricane shutters up on their houses, helping widows with fences and toilets and setting up for functions and all of that sort of stuff. There's hard work. We had some soffit and fascia at one point in time that I think it was either 5/8 inch thick or it was 3/4 inch thick. It was a significant piece of plywood. And dealing with those things was hard work. I remember when we first came and there was a guy that was in construction and he said, we can fix that. And I was like, okay. And there were a couple of ladders that we leaned up and we set up, and there was a 2x12 or 2x14 or something. No, it was a 2x12. I think it was 12 foot long. And he saw me walking up because our sanctuary is not reachable from just a traditional ladder. And what we were repairing and painting, you didn't want to just be doing that 2 foot at a time. And so he was professional construction, so he knew how to set up this scaffolding type system. And he saw me walking and he said, "Is that the way you walk on the ground?" And he obviously had a lot more experience with that than I did. And so he was encouraging me. He said, "You don't have to be afraid. That board's not going anyplace." And I can tell you that if you're allergic to hard work, don't go into the ministry. Now, if all you see is the glamour side, the glory side, you know, you may get a perception, but it will be an insufficient perception. Here's one of the things that a friend has made reference to many times, and that is this. If you are wondering whether you are called to go into ministry or not, if you can run from it, run from it. But if you can't run from it because the call of God is on your life and you're devoted and committed to the work of the ministry that He has called you to do, whether it is cleaning toilets or whether it's preaching from the pulpit, He said, run to it. Run to it. Don't be afraid of it. Run to it. And so there is hard work. If you look at the life of Paul, you will find that he wasn't afraid to make tents if it meant he could preach the gospel. He wasn't afraid to make journeys. He wasn't afraid to go into places that were completely unaware of Jesus Christ's ministry. He went into places that they were hostile to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't afraid of any of that. He wasn't afraid of worshiping in a jail cell. He knew that it was hard work. And he said, you know what? I'm not only willing to work hard. I'm not only willing to live for the sake of the kingdom. I'm willing to die. I'm willing to give my life. It is a sacrifice worth making for Jesus if it comes to that. So as I look at these things, as a leader, I need to be a person who is devoted. I'm there. Who ministers, it's the ministry of the saints, and I'm there. And that there needs to be a synergy, the working together with the other churches and ministers, and not be afraid to work hard. Now, one of the things that I have discovered with the number of candles that has increased on my birthday cake is working hard looks a lot different now than it did 30 years ago. I there were things that I could do 30 years ago. I can still take a mountain like Caleb if I need to. There's a lot of things that I can still do, but I've had to learn to work smarter to compensate for the executive gray that shows up on my head. So I had I've got a friend that he owns a business, and he tells his crew, he said, if you're going to be dumb, you'd better be tough. You'd better be tough. And I think that's kind of funny. But I pray you're not out there as a lone ranger, that you're all by yourself. I pray that you're working with the church and with devoted leadership. And I pray that all of us will not say, well, that's just good enough for God. My leftovers ought to be good enough for God. No, I pray that you will be a person who says, I am willing to give it my very best. I'm willing to give it my best with the household of Stephanus. I'm willing to give my best with the Apostle Paul. I'm willing to give my best with the church of Corinth, or the church at Rome, or the church of Galatia, or Ephesus, or wherever it may be. Let's give our best to God. I wonder what it would look like if we had that degree of faithfulness. So you get to decide what type of leadership you are going to serve under. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, I didn't think we'd be there for very long, because our track record was that my job had literally shifted us every 2 or 3 years. So I would go to a place, think I was going to be there forever, and then I'd get transferred. So when we came here, it's like, we'll probably be here 2 or 3 years. And that was 30 years ago. And along the way, I have prayed this prayer. God, you're the commander in chief. You know exactly where you placed me. You know exactly the purpose of why you've placed me here. And God, I want to give you my best. I want to be devoted. God, I also want you to bring laborers into the harvest field. We said, God, we'll do sidewalk Sunday school. We'll do outreaches. We'll do whatever we've got to do. But God, you got to provide the laborers. And so if you're listening today and you want a devoted, hardworking pastor over you, come see us at Merit Assembly of God. We'll be blessed to serve alongside with you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus is alive. Well, I believe for all my